Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So Elsie, did you do any sports when you were at school or do you do any now?
Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
No, not remember. Do you believe this?
Believe? What is it?
I was very good at playing basketball.
Basketball?
When I was in senior high school. But now?
Now?
I don't have time to do
that. Oh, that's such a shame. So were you on like the basketball team?
Yeah.
Wow.
Girls basketball team.
Were you the captain?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was not that good, but I was pretty good.
You were pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I don't do any sports now. I'm also quite busy. I used to play badminton a bit at school and a little bit here in Taiwan. When I was on school, I was on the soccer team and the rugby team.
Rugby is like American football, right?
Yeah, it is a sport a bit like that game. You can only throw the ball backwards. There are a lot more kicks, and the game doesn't sort of stop quite so much.
Oh, so is today a sports article?
Sort of. It's about the kinds of clothes you need if you're going to exercise in the gym, go running, or play sports. I think you're more athletic than I am, so I think you'll have done this kind of shopping more often than me.
Maybe you'll learn something as well as we read through this article.
I will indeed. Now see, normally I just wear like simple shorts and t-shirt, like a soccer short, when I exercise, and that isn't that often. So I probably need some better ideas.
Then let's check out the article and see what there is to learn.
Reading.
Shopping for sportswear. Pat and Laura are at a sportswear store.
I hope I don't have any problems returning these tights. They shrink the first time I wash them.
Did you read the instructions on the tag?
Of course. I followed them exactly.
In that case, you should be fine. Come on, let's check out some other clothing instead.
Good idea. I need to pick up a headband and some leggings for my exercise class.
This sign says there's a 2-for-1 sale on sweatpants.
Oh, terrific. I could wear them around my house. What items are you shopping for?
I'm planning to take up jogging, so I need to buy new sneakers and a knee support.These running shorts also look comfortable.
There's only a size small left, though. Are you sure it will fit you?
That's a good question. I'll try them on in the fitting room.
Pat goes in the fitting room to try on the running shorts.
The article is a discussion between Pat and Laura.We start off with some description to explain where they are and what they're doing. The description says, Pat and Laura are at a sportswear store. Sportswear, that's all one word, is the clothes you'd wear when doing sports, which could be anything from running shoes to the right kind of shorts, socks and tops. There are also things you can wear if one of your body parts hurts.Sportswear shops often sell other sports things too, like badminton rackets, tennis balls, basketballs, and so on.
Sportswear 就是运动服装。同学们可以看到这个字哦，前半段是 sports 运动，后面是 wear 也就是穿衣服的动作，所以合在一起 sportswear 一个字，名词，运动服装。那在这样的店里面呢，还会卖一些 sports equipment， 就是运动用品。Okay, we start off with Laura. She says.I hope I don't have any problems returning these tights. What are tights?
Well, tights are very tight leggings. Some are for sport and they'll be thicker, but people also wear tights in the winter to keep their legs warm. You can also just wear them because they look good. Laura also says they shrank the first time I washed them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. So shrank is the past tense of the verb shrink.So the form for all three is shrink, shrank, shrunk. If something shrinks, it gets much smaller, like some clothes do when you wash them in hot water. People kind of shrink when they get older, so my grandmother isn't as tall now as she used to be. Here's another example from a computer game. If Mario eats a special mushroom, he grows. But if a bad guy hits him, he shrinks again.
Shrink 这个动词就是收缩、缩小。那 Laura 的紧身裤回家一洗就缩水了。It's very annoying to find out that your clothes shrink.
Yeah, it's terrible.
If clothes shrink, they won't fit anymore,、mm-hmm. which is why Laura wants to return these tights.
That's correct. Pat answers Laura by asking, did you read the instructions on the tag? So, instructions are a bit likedirections. They tell you how to do something. For example, Google Maps gives you directions, and these are instructions for how to get to a place. However, we can also use instructions for things like how to wash clothes, how to cook food, or how to operate a machine. In this case, the instructions on the tag are all about how to wash clothes in a machine,by hand, what temperature to wash the clothes at, whether you can dry clean them, and so on. We could also say, the instructions for cooking this pizza are on the side of the box.
Instruction 这个名词是指示、命令，那通常都是复数型，像老师会给指令 ,teachers give instructions. 你煮菜的时候如果是照食谱做的话 ,you need to follow cooking instructions.再来，什么是说明书？说明书上面有指令，对不对？说明书就是 instruction manual。再来，对话里面的 washing instructions 就是洗涤说明。So with clothes, you can always find the washing instructions on the tag.
Yes, a tag is a label that is attached to something in order to give information about that thing. In a supermarket,we'd check the price tag to see how much the food costs. Clothes tags are found inside clothes, often at the back of the neck or somewhere out of the way. I think I've got a very old one right down here. And it just hides it, but it has information about the clothes, maybe the material they're made of, the size, where the clothes were made, and of course, how to wash them. A tag could also have a name on it. For example,When my brothers and I were little, my mum sewed name tags in all our school uniforms.
Tag 在文章里面当名词用是标签、名牌。像刚 Pat 提到的 a price tag 就是价钱标签。那如果是一个 clothes tag, 那就是衣服标签。再来什么是 name tag?就是名牌啦。那 tag 也可以当作动词哦。像你上传照片到 Facebook 或是 Instagram, 你可以问你的朋友 ,Can I tag you in the photo? 我可以在照片里面标签你吗？那再来还有一个片语也很常用哦，它叫做 tag along。这个还是红衣小女孩的英文片名哦，不知道同学有没有看过这部电影。那这个意思就是呢，在未受邀请的状况下跟随某个人。For example, we don't know that person, she just tagged along with us. Back to the conversation, did Laura read the instructions on the tag for her tights?
She says, of course, I followed them exactly.
Oh, she did follow the instructions.Why did they shrink?
Who knows?
Next, Pat says, in that case, you should be fine.
What he means here is that Laura should be able to return the tights and get the money back without a problem, because she did the right things, there's just a problem with the tights. Anyway, moving on, Pat says, come on, let's check out some other clothing instead.Clothing is a group noun for all kinds of clothes. Often the two words just mean the same thing. So warm clothing is warm clothes. Sports clothing is sports clothes, and so on. Here's another example. I didn't bring enough clothing for my 10-day vacation, so I had to wash a lot of my things while I was there.
Clothing 就是服装的意思啦，那它不可以数哦。不过这个字呢，其实就等于 clothes 衣服，只不过 clothes 这个字永远都是复数，因为你如果把 es 拿掉之后，你看到的 cloth 就变成布料了。OK, next, Laura says, Good idea. I need to pick up a headband and some leggings for my exercise class.
Yeah, now pick up doesn't mean just lift up like that. She means she wants to buy them. A headband is something you wear around your head to kind of trap sweat and keep it out of your eyes when you exercise, while leggings are things you wear on your legs either to keep them warm, cover them up, or for various other reasons.
Headband 就是运动头带或是发带，像很多女生都会戴发带在头上，那个就叫做 headband。那 leggings 内搭裤 ，Laura 需要买这些东西。They then walk around and find something, right?
That's right.
Pat says this sign says there's a 2-for-1 sale on sweatpants.
So sweatpants are just comfortable, casual pants that are good for exercising in.But also for sleeping and just being lazy in. They're really comfortable.
Yeah, sweatpants 就是我们的排汗棉裤。很多男生跟女生都一样，很喜欢穿棉裤，因为他们很舒服。And there is some information about the sweatpants on this sign, right?
That's right. Pat saw information about them. The sign, a sign is a notice on public display that gives information or instructions in writing.Or with pictures. Signs are everywhere in our daily lives. The MRT stations in Taipei are full of signs to show people which train to catch, where the exits are, where the bathrooms are, and more. In a store, a sign might tell you about special deals and sales. Here's another thing we could say. It's important to follow the road signs when you're driving.
Sign 就是招牌、广告牌、路牌。那牌上面写了什么？我们要说 the sign says S A Y S， 而不是像中文我们会说哦，招牌上写。我们绝对不可以用写这个字 write 在讲这个告示牌说了什么。所以记得是 the sign says。那 sign 还有另外一个意思哦，当名词的时候还可以指的是征兆、迹象。For example, his grades from this semester have shown signs of improvement. 他这个学期的成绩有进步的迹象。再来 ，sign 还可以当做什么呢？还可以当做符号标志，像是 star signs 就是星座标志。My star sign is Pisces.
Okay.
双鱼座。What's yours, Pat?
I am a Leo.
Oh, 你是 Leo. Leo 是狮子座。
Okay,
sign 还可以当作动词来用啊，是签署的意思。比如说 ，sign a contract， 签合约 ；sign a lease， 签租约。All right, back to the sign that Pat sees.、
Mm.
There's a 2-for-1 sale on sweatpants,、mm-hmm. which means you can buy one pair of sweatpants and get one free. 买一送一。
Exactly. Laura likes the sound of this. She says, "Oh, terrific!"I could wear them around my house. Terrific just means the same as great, and like I said, sweatpants are just really comfortable and great for wearing at home.
Laura also says, what items are you shopping for?
An item is an individual thing, usually one that's part of a list or a set. Here, item means some other sportswear or things for sports purposes.In other situations, it could mean other things, like items on a laundry list to wash, items on a shopping list to buy, and so on. We could also say, we have one more item to buy in this shop, and then we can go home.
Item 这个字就是物件、项目，那在这里指的就是要购买的项目。So what does Pat want?
He says, I'm planning to take up jogging, so I need to buy new sneakers and...A knee support. So if you take up something, you start doing it as a regular hobby. So we could take up going to the gym, we could take up painting, we could take up all sorts of other pastimes or activities. Now we also saw that Pat wants a knee support. So that's something he can put around his knee that will stop his knees from hurting or...It will stop him from injuring his knees when he's running. They'll just give it a bit of extra support when it hits the ground or when he bends it.
所以 knee support 就是护膝的配备。那我们刚刚看到的片语 take up doing something 就是开始从事某事。记得、哦、take up 后面要加的是动名词哦。所以 Pat is planning to take up jogging. 他计划开始从事慢跑这件事情。所以他需要新的运动鞋还有护膝配备。Pat also says,These running shorts also look comfortable.
Yeah, these are shorts that are special for running. They'll kind of be comfortable. They won't rub against your legs or anything like that. Next, Laura says, there's only a size small left, though. Are you sure it will fit you?
Size, 尺寸,由小到大,大概是什么呢?从最小的会是 extra small, 再来是 small, 再来就是 medium,中型的，再来就是 large 大的，以及超级大 extra large. Okay, I don't think a small would work for you.
Yeah, my butt is kind of big,、
Oops.
But it's comfortable to sit on. Anyway, the Pat in the article doesn't know if a small size will work either. He says, "That's a good question. I'll try them on in the fitting room." To try something on means to.Put it on and see whether it's the right size, and also whether it looks good or it feels comfortable. You should try on all kinds of clothes before you buy them.
Try something on 或是 try on something 就是试穿的意思。买衣服都要记得先试穿。那到哪里试穿呢？不是随地哦，要去试衣间。试衣间就是 fitting room。所以现在呢 ，Pat 要到试衣间试穿运动短裤。So after Pat says this, we see that Pat goes in the fitting room to try on the running shorts.
Okay, and then maybe he'll kind of walk around with them and see how they feel and so on. But that is where we are going to leave Pat and Laura in the shop trying on clothes. Because that brings us to the end of today's article. So it's time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what types of clothing do you buy for your favorite activities, whatever they happen to be?
Okay, but I have to say, I like to buy all kinds of clothes.
Okay, so maybe that is a favorite activity, buying、
mm-hmm.
clothes.
But recently, I've been buying a lot of sportswear.
Okay.
Because I took up going to the gym.
Wow.
我开始去健身了 and I go to the gym 4 times a week.
My goodness, that's impossible.
一周四次
You're so healthy.
Okay, so I bought new sneakers,
right?
Socks, leggings, etc.
Okay,
What about you?
Well, I don't, as I said, do many sports activities. My favorite activities are writing,、mm-hmm. and I don't really need any special clothes for writing.Unless、
yeah.
I'm, you know, maybe a hat to make me look cool.
Make you look smart.
Yeah, like、yeah. if I go to a coffee shop, I can put on a special writing hat and then everyone will think, wow.
Or you might need to wear glasses.
I don't write now. I、okay. talked to my dad about this、uh-huh. and he said if you don't need them, don't start wearing them yet. Otherwise, you will definitely need them afterwards.
Oh, I see.
Kind of like a trap.
Yeah.
I also do like sometimes going outside and going for hikes with friends. So for that, I do need、a fairly comfortable pair.、Mm-hmm. I like sandals for hiking.、
Yeah.
I also have、kind of、
a
like、
backpack?
A waterproof. I've got a very special backpack.、
Oh.
It's very small, very light, but it's got loads of pockets and it goes over、oh. one shoulder. So I can shift it, move、
yeah.
it around.I can fit 2 or 3 water bottles、uh-huh. and food and all sorts in there. So that has been all around Taiwan with me. So.
Cool. Is it waterproof?
It is waterproof.
Ooh,、nice.
Which I found out when I got some sun cream spilled inside it.
Yeah.
But it didn't make too much of a mess.
That's
I could、
nice.
Just wash it. It was
yeah,
great.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching, everyone. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shopping for sportswear.Pat and Laura are at a sportswear store.
I hope I don't have any problems returning these tights. They shrank the first time I washed them.
Did you read the instructions on the tag?
Of course. I followed them exactly.
In that case, you should be fine. Come on, let's check out some other clothing instead.
Good idea. I need to pick up a headband and some leggings for my exercise class.
This sign says there's a 2-for-1 sale on sweatpants.
Oh, terrific. I could wear them around my house. What items are you shopping for?
I'm planning to take up jogging, so I need to buy new sneakers and a knee support. These running shorts also look comfortable.
There's only a size small left, though. Are you sure it will fit you?
That's a good question. I'll try them on in the fitting room.
Pat goes in the fitting room to try on the running shorts.
Vocabulary review.
Shrink. Please don't put this sweater in the dryer. If you do, it will shrink. Instruction. I can't understand the instructions to put together this chair. Tag.The tag in Rosie's shirt says it is 100% cotton. Clothing. This store sells clothing and shoes, but not jewelry. Sign. The sign says we should turn right to get to the bank. Item. We need to bring food, water, a tent, and some other items to go camping.